Good morning, church. Guess who's here this morning? Jesus. He is here. Let's pray together. Father, we just thank you that we know that as we gather in your name, that you are truly here in our midst. I pray, Father, that today, as we hear your word together, Lord, that faith will come. Lord, that it will rise in our hearts. Lord, that we will believe you. I pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you would speak into each heart and life, and Lord, that faith will rise, that lives be changed, that people be healed, Lord, that the discouraged are encouraged, and Father, that you just have your will and your way in us today. In the mighty name of Jesus, I ask, amen, amen. Jesus, I tell you, Jesus changes everything. That name has such power. It is the name above all names. You know, when you look out over this congregation, I see a lot of lives that have been changed. I see people that have been radically saved. I see some people that have been healed. Amen. I see one that's been raised from the dead. Amen. I see some of y'all don't know that. I'm telling you, we've had a lot of miracles in this church. I've seen people whose families have been restored. Jesus makes the difference in our lives. The Bible says that if any man be in Christ, old things are passed away. Behold, all things are made new. And I'm telling you, when Jesus comes into any life, when he comes into a home, a situation, things change. Jesus makes a difference. This is not some powerless religion. No, this is a life-changing relationship with an almighty God. And I'm telling you, Jesus makes the difference. We got to decide, though, how much Jesus we want. We got to decide how much we're going to allow him in our lives. Whether we're going to allow him to truly reign in us and be our king. If we want him in our homes, in our workplace, in our finances. Or do we just want to keep him in the religion box? We just want a little dab of Jesus. But I'm telling you, when we let Jesus into those areas of our lives, it makes a difference. He changes wherever he is. Wherever he's allowed to rule and reign, Jesus makes a difference. As he walked this earth, he made the difference in the lives of people. A man born blind saw for the first time. A man who ran around naked in the cemetery, who was demon-possessed, once he has an encounter with Jesus, he's clothed in his right mind and ready to follow Jesus. I'm telling you, Jesus makes the difference in people's lives. John chapter 5 tells us about a man who was an invalid for 38 years. That's a long time. That's a lot of despair. But when Jesus came along, everything changed. Jesus makes the difference. The blind received their sight. The brokenhearted were healed. The captives were set free. People that were in darkness and despair, a light shined into their heart and life. Jesus makes the difference. Didn't end when Jesus ascended into heaven. The Bible tells us about a man named Saul, Saul of Tarsus. Some of you just know him as Paul, but you need to know about Saul, this religious zealot, full of bitterness and even hatred, that he persecuted Christians. He stood by and he watched as Stephen was stoned to death. He was having Christians put into the prisons. And this man had an encounter with Jesus on the road to Damascus. And when Jesus appeared to him and spoke to him, I'm telling you, everything changed. Here's a man so bound up by his religious tradition, he's eaten up with it. But Jesus made the difference in his life and turned him into an apostle. A man who would preach the gospel to Jews, to Gentiles, and to dignitaries and make such an impact. How could this be? Because Jesus makes the difference. But I got some good news for you this morning. Jesus is still in the life-changing business. He's the difference between being bound with dead religion and having a real relationship with your Heavenly Father. And it doesn't surprise me when the world preaches this garbage that there are many ways to God. But there's something wrong when a child of God doesn't believe what Jesus said. I don't know how you believe in Jesus and yet you don't believe what Jesus said, because Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me." I'm telling you, Jesus is the difference between dead religion and a real relationship with the Heavenly Father. No one comes to the Father but by me. You either believe that Jesus is the only way, or you think that he's a liar and a lunatic, because he made it very plain and clear that he was the only way to the Father. He's the difference. He makes the difference in the lives of the people that come to him and allow him to have his way in their life. As you read the Bible over and over, you read about these people that Jesus made such a difference in their life. But the good news for us is that he's not done. Hebrews 13 and 8 says he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Somebody say today.
Today.
Today. Jesus is still the same. He's never going to change. He's still the same Jesus who walked this earth and went about doing good, healing all who were oppressed of the devil. He's still making the difference in people's lives. Many of you here this morning, your lives have been turned around since you made Jesus the Lord of your life. And maybe some of you have had that experience where somebody says to you, "There's something different about you. What's different about you?" I hope you didn't say, "Oh yeah, I lost 10 pounds," or, "You know, I had a Starbucks with a double shot this morning." No, I hope that you said, "Jesus is what makes me different. Jesus is the difference in my life." When I was 17 years old, I had a broken heart, very depressed. And sometimes I would drink just to numb it, or, you know, I would even drink NyQuil at night to help me go to sleep so I could relax and go to sleep. But when I accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior, when I really turned my life over to him, I had peace. I tell you, Jesus changed my life. Jesus made the difference. Jesus makes the difference between a broken alcoholic and a servant of the Lord that's been restored. Jesus, that's it. He's the difference. That's the God that we serve. That's Jesus who is our Lord. What a difference Jesus makes. He's the difference between life and death. 1 John 5:12 says, "He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life." Now, some people get real confused about life. They think as long as your heart beats, you got life. No, you're just existing. You just got a beating heart. But real life comes from Jesus. He that has the Son has life. And you need to know that Jesus is the source of life. He's the one that gives us life. The truth is that life with Jesus is the only way you can have real life, because he is the life. People always confuse existing and life, but Jesus said it also in John 10 and 10. He says, "I've come that you might have life and have it more abundantly." He wants to give us a life that's overflowing with life. See, the difference between a meaningless, lifeless life and a life that's filled with joy and meaning and purpose, Jesus. That's the difference. He wants to give you an abundant life, overflowing with life. Jesus is the difference between heaven and hell. Not just where you go. No, he's the difference between heaven and hell. A lot of people are real confused about heaven. They think that heaven is where they go when they die to get everything they ever wanted and lusted after in this world. No, that's not at all what heaven is. Oh, I'm going to have a big mansion. I'm going to have everything I ever wanted. No, that's not what heaven is. Heaven is Jesus. When we get to heaven, you know what makes heaven heaven? Jesus. You know what makes hell hell? An eternity apart from Jesus. An eternity apart from God. As I'm telling you, Jesus is the difference. He's the difference between being judged and condemned and being forgiven and acquitted. We all know the story in John chapter 8 where a woman caught in adultery is brought before Jesus. And according to the law, she's to be stoned to death. But Jesus says, neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more. What's the difference? Jesus. Some of you here this morning, maybe you're under a load of guilt. I want you to know there's forgiveness that's available for you. But not only will he forgive you, but he will acquit you. He's already paid the price for your sin. Jesus, he makes the difference. He's the difference between a sinner and a saint. Now, some of you are a little confused about what a saint is, because according to religious tradition, the teachings of men, well, first of all, you got to be dead to be a saint. And you have to have done some really, really, really great things that everybody knows about. But according to the Bible, you just got to be born again to become one of His holy ones. Amen. Jesus is the difference between sinner and saint. If any man is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things are gone. The new has come. And I'm telling you, when Jesus lives in us, everything changes. That old sinful nature, those old ways, there's no more just saying, well, that's just the way I am. No, we are a new creation in Christ. We have a new life to live. We have a divine nature. We're partakers of His divine nature. That's what the Bible says. See, Jesus is the difference between living a selfish, carnal life and living a life of love, walking in love as Jesus did. He's the difference between sadness and sorrow and being full of joy. Jesus is the difference between being anxious and upset and worried and fearful and having a peace that passes understanding. Having the peace of God, the Prince of Peace. He said, my peace I give unto you. I'm telling you, Jesus is the difference. He can make that difference in your life this morning. If you're all stressed out and worried, I'm telling you, Jesus can give you peace. He's the difference between being lonely and never alone. You can be lonely in a crowded hallway at school. You can be lonely in a busy marketplace. People all around you. But with Jesus, even when there's nobody around, you're never alone. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. He's the difference. Jesus is the difference between victory and defeat. Thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. He always causes us to triumph in Christ. I'm telling you what the Bible says. It's all about Jesus. He's the one that gives us victory. He's the one that makes us more than conquerors. It's through Him who loved us. He's the difference between being overwhelmed and being an overcomer. Jesus said, in this world you're going to have trouble, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. He's the difference. He's the difference between sinking or swimming. Well, not just swimming. No, Jesus is the difference between sinking and walking on water. I believe in a God who does miracles. I believe in a God who does the supernatural. And I believe he hadn't changed. He still does miracles in people's lives. Jesus makes the difference. He makes the difference between being bound to some habit, some addiction, and being free. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. The difference is Jesus. Jesus. The difference between being cursed and blessed is Jesus. The Bible says, cursed is every man or everyone who hangs upon a tree. And Jesus hung on that tree, on the cross for us, so that we would no longer be under the curse of the law, but so that we could enjoy the blessings of God. I'm telling you, Jesus makes the difference. God's not looking for a way to get you. He's not out to make you pay. No, Jesus already paid for you. 2 Corinthians 5:21, God made him who had no sin to be sin so that we might become the righteousness of God in him, Jesus. Jesus is the one that makes us righteous. See, Jesus is the difference between just being a religious person who's trying to be good and hoping they can get into heaven because I was more good than bad, or being truly right with God, that God has so transformed your life because of Jesus. It's Jesus. He's the difference between being sick and being healed. Please hear me. I'm going to tell you the truth. If I just go along with what is socially acceptable or what is religiously acceptable, I won't tell you this, but I'm going to tell you what the Bible says. It's biblically correct. Jesus is our healer. He went around healing all who were oppressed of the devil. Listen, it's by his stripes, by the wounds on his back, that we were healed. Jesus never turned away one person who came to him in faith for healing. There's no example. There's not one person that he turned away. The difference, I'm telling you, is Jesus. How we need to know that Jesus is the answer. He's the one we need to look to. He's the difference between being bound up with bitterness and unforgiveness and having the strength, the love to forgive somebody else. He's the difference between can and can't. You know, a lot of times people say, I just can't do that. I just can't do that. I wish I could, but I can't. Let me tell you something. The Bible says, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. He's the difference. You can't do it on your own, but with Jesus, you can. He's the difference. The difference is Jesus. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. The difference between need and lack and abundance is Jesus. Philippians 4:19, my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Jesus is the key. He's the one that makes the difference. And I'm telling you that he is still Jehovah Jireh, our provider. You know, David understood it in Psalm 23 when he said, the Lord is my shepherd. You believe in the good shepherd? The good shepherd, I'm telling you, he takes care of his people. We are the sheep of his pasture. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. I shall not be in want. I'm not going to lack any good thing. He's going to take care of me. Jesus is the difference. One of my favorite stories of a life being changed is Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus was a little bitty short guy. Now, you know, the Bible doesn't say how short he is, but he must have been pretty short if he was short enough for the Bible to make note of it. Amen? And I don't know if being a short guy, you know, some people, somebody told me I had little man syndrome one time. I don't know. But, you know, they say sometimes short people, they want to act big. They want to act tough. Maybe Zacchaeus, his way of being big man was by taking advantage of other people and being rich. But he was a greedy little man who stole from other people as a tax collector. But something happened to him one day. There was enough of a desire and a hunger for God that when he heard Jesus was coming by, he climbed up in a tree. And Jesus saw him in that tree and he said, "Zacchaeus, come down. I'm coming to eat at your house today." Jesus wants to come to some of your houses today. But Jesus is the difference between a greedy little thief and a man who becomes generous. Let me read it to you from Luke 19, 5 through 9. It says this: when Jesus reached the spot where Zacchaeus was, he looked up and he said, "Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today." So he came down and at once welcomed him gladly. All the people saw this and began to mutter, "He's gone to be the guest of a sinner." But Zacchaeus stood up and said, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor. And if I've cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount." And Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a son of Abraham." What an amazing transformation happened in Zacchaeus and happened in Zacchaeus' house. But I want you to notice this, that when Jesus said, "I'm coming to your house," the Bible says that Zacchaeus welcomed him gladly. Do you welcome Jesus gladly into your house? Do you embrace all that he is and who he is and welcome him into your house? If you do, I want you to know Jesus will make the difference in your house. It won't ever be the same. Some of you, you've seen your whole family radically changed. We got to decide how much we really want Jesus in our house. He can change your family. It's not too hard for Jesus. And I'll tell you, he'll bring a peace into your home if you will acknowledge his presence. Proverbs 17 and 1 says, "Better a dry crust with peace and quiet than a house full of feasting with strife." I know it sounds oversimplistic, but if you've got strife in your home, let me tell you what the answer is. It's more Jesus. And I think it's well and good and wonderful if you can pay some counselor hundreds of dollars and it helps your family get better. But I'm just telling you, the bottom line is, though, is that Jesus makes the difference. Jesus can change everything. He really can. The issue is how much do you want him in your home? How much are you willing to allow him to have his way in your home? I think sometimes we need to set a place for Jesus at the table. We used to have a plaque on the wall that said, "Christ, the unseen guest at every meal." And I want to tell you something, that the conversation around the dinner table would be quite different if Jesus is sitting at the table. You say, "Oh, that sounds silly." Listen, he's no less real whether you can see him in a physical body or if he's there by his spirit. Jesus is there. But do you acknowledge him? Are you aware of him? Do you welcome his presence there? The unseen guest at every meal. It makes a difference. As if you saw Jesus sitting at your table, you wouldn't say those harsh words. I just need to back this up for a minute, because some of you don't hardly even have dinner with your family. too much conflict. You're just avoiding things. But I'm telling you, Jesus can change all that. See, some of you, you need to bring this home. You need to change the way you do things in your house. You might have to get some things out of your house, but you need to bring Jesus in the house and make it real. Make him a part of your lives. When you join hands or however you do it, but when you pray at your dinner time, that it's not just a formality, but you're acknowledging the presence of Jesus Christ in your home. I'm telling you, Jesus makes the difference. They say, oh no, you don't understand, Pastor. I'm the good Christian. The rest of my family, you know, they're all the problem. When I was 17 years old and I turned my life over to the Lord, even though my family had all, we'd always considered ourselves Christians, we had so much fighting and yelling and strife. It was every day. Every day. And when I turned my life over to the Lord and I truly humbled myself before God, he had me go to my parents and apologize and take the blame and accept the guilt that I had not been a good son and I'd rebelled and given them a hard time and that I wanted to change and I loved them and I asked them to forgive me. And it wasn't just a one-time thing. I'm telling you, God did a work in my life. And in the process, he also did a work in my family. And over time, the fighting stopped. And the yelling stopped. And the love started showing more and more. I'm just telling you, Jesus makes the difference. It's real. You got to want him in your life. You got to want him in your family. Not just on your in your Sunday religion, but in your everyday life. You got to want Jesus in. He's the difference. He's the difference between apathy and passion for the things of God. Luke 24 tells us about two disciples that are walking along the road to Emmaus. And the Bible says that they were downcast. A lot of people downcast today. But Jesus came along and he began to talk to them, to talk with them about the scriptures. And then later, after Jesus vanished, they said, did not our hearts burn within us as he walked along the way with us and talked to us, as he opened to us the scriptures? Jesus, he can cause your passion for God to come to life. He can cause you, that's a different kind of heartburn. He can give you a heart that burns for God, that's on fire for God. See, if you've just kind of gotten lukewarm and gotten to that place where ho-hum about the things of God, I want to tell you, Jesus can renew your passion for God if you'll open the door to him and allow him to. He opened to them the scriptures. You know, so many people get confused. They get upset over the scriptures. They want to argue about everything. They think that the Bible is just a tool, just ammo to load up to argue with other people over. I want to tell you something. The Word of God is to change your life. And Jesus will open the scriptures to you. Not so you can argue doctrine, so your life can be changed. He's the difference. He's the difference between dead religion and a real relationship. He's the difference between being an outsider looking in. You ever felt like an outsider looking in? And being one of the blessed ones. Let me read to you from Ephesians 2, 12 and 13. At that time, you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, you who were once far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. Without Jesus, we're excluded from the promises, from the covenants. But with Jesus, I'm telling you, all of the blessings of God are available to us. The Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians 1:20, all the promises of God in Him, in Jesus, are yes, and in Him, amen, to the glory of God through us. See, all of the promises are available to us in Jesus. That's what the Bible says. Come on, church. That's exciting. That's shouting ground, because there's a whole lot of promises in here. All the promises are yes in Jesus. It's the difference. The difference is Jesus. That's why we're so blessed. Oh, without Jesus, we don't have a promise to stand on. Without Jesus, we don't have any hope. Do you notice he said there? Without Jesus, we're without hope and without God in this world. And I'm just telling you, when you get a bad report from the doctor and they tell you or your loved one that you have a terminal illness, when you get fired from your job, when you can't make your payments, I'm just telling you, it may seem like you have no hope, but with Jesus, we always have hope. Nothing is impossible for God. We always have hope in Jesus. Jesus makes the difference. He makes the difference in our life to the degree that we allow Him in our lives. It's up to us. It's proportionate to how much we let Him in. There was a man who came to Jesus. And he said, what must I do to inherit eternal life? He was a man who, he was religious. He'd been a good guy. But something on the inside of him told him that there was something more. And I'm telling you, there's a whole lot of people in that boat. They're good people, they're religious, but they know on the inside that there's something more. And Jesus asks, or he tells him, he says, keep the commands. And he says, all these things I've done from my youth up. And Jesus looks at him, and the Bible says he loved him. And I want you to know he loves you this morning. But he said, one thing you lack. Go sell what you have and give to the poor, and then come follow me. And the Bible tells us that this rich young ruler went away sad, because he had great wealth. I want to tell you what the problem was. He wanted Jesus. He wanted more. But he didn't want that much more. He didn't want the Jesus that was going to come into his life and really change things. He didn't want the Jesus that he was going to have to turn his life over to. He wanted to keep Jesus in perspective. And I'm just telling you this morning that Jesus can absolutely change your situation. He can absolutely change your life. He's the difference maker. But you got to be willing to allow Him to come in. Let Him come into your family. Let Him come into your finances. Let Him come into your workplace. See, some of you think, oh no, the workplace, now that's different. We're not touching that. It's time you let Jesus get in your boat. You remember when Jesus got in Simon Peter's boat? That's how He made His living. Man, did it ever change his life. And I'm telling you that Jesus is the difference maker. He'll change your life if you'll just allow Him to come in. Even in our relationship with Him, it is up to us to open the door. In Revelation 3:20, He says to the lukewarm, here I am, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in. You know, we often preach that scripture and use that scripture when we're talking to the lost, to those that don't know Jesus. But Jesus actually spoke those words to the lukewarm church of Laodicea. And He says, I stand at the door and knock. He's saying this to Christians who are lukewarm. They're not bad, but they're not on fire for God. If you open the door, I'll come in and sup with you and you with me. Jesus is the difference between a lukewarm Christianity, a Sunday religion, and a relationship that's absolutely life-changing. Do we want to keep Him for Sunday, or do we want our lives to be filled with Him? Like the Apostle Paul in Galatians 2:20 says, I've been crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me. It's Jesus. You see, He'll live in you if you'll allow Him to. Jesus, He makes the difference. If you're carrying a heavy burden this morning, under the strain, the pressures of life, Jesus is the difference between being weighted down. He says, come unto me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. He says, take my yoke upon you, for my yoke is easy, my burden is light. Jesus makes the difference. So if you're hurting today, I got a word for you. Jesus can heal you. Jesus can restore. Jesus can make whole. He can repair and rebuild. If you'll invite Him in your life, in your home, in any situation, whatever it is, you reach out to Him by faith, and I'm telling you, Jesus is the difference. Hard hearts, He can soften. Oh, allow Him to work in your life today. What a difference Jesus makes. I want you to stand with me. And as we pray, I want our prayer partners to go ahead and come. Father, I just thank You for Jesus. I thank You that He reigns and rules supreme. I pray, Father, that today that Jesus would be welcomed into every heart and life. I pray that Jesus would be welcomed into every home, every workplace. Oh, Jesus, we lift You up and give You the glory and the honor, not only with our words and our lips, but our hearts and our lives. We ask that You be glorified in us today. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. I want to encourage you to come for prayer this morning. Some of you, it's time that you open that door and invite Jesus to come in and fellowship with you. It's time that you begin that close walk with Jesus. He walks with me and He talks with me. You need that relationship with Jesus. And some of you here this morning, you know you're not really walking with the Lord. It's time to change that. Some of you, you know, like the rich young ruler, you want more and you got a little Jesus, but there's certain areas you've kept Him out. I'm telling you, Jesus will make the difference in your life if you'll open that door and let Him have His way in your life. Some of you, you're in a great battle, a struggle. Maybe a loved one is sick with an illness, whatever it might be. I'm telling you, Jesus can make the difference. So don't pass up this opportunity. Jesus said to Zacchaeus, today I'm coming to your house. And Zacchaeus welcomed Him gladly. For some of you, it may be as simple as this, that you respond to the altar call and you say, you know what? I need Jesus. I need His help in this situation. Some of you, you know, you're going to have to go home and you're going to have to change some things and let Jesus have His way. But whatever prayer requests you might have this morning, I encourage you to come. We're just going to take a few minutes to worship the Lord and let the Holy Spirit do a work here, all right? So if you need prayer, you just come.